Slava, two painful periods over the weekend and two painful games and 0 points.
Disappointment, yes, of course. You want to win at least one out of two games. I think Telford first period we played really well. We only conceded four shots, and all of them probably from the outside. And then obviously in the second period they made sure that the game is done. I think tonight it was the other way around. We started, I'm not saying slow, hesitant. It was a lot of hesitations. I think maybe because of conceding so many goals the night before. Maybe it's a few other factors, but it wasn't set by plan to play like this. But it was we were a little bit frozen, and Guildford didn't score. But I think they had a better first period than us. Second period, it's power play goal for them, and an unfortunate turnover. Other than that, I think as the game went on, we were start getting better. You know, we were in the park a lot more. We were putting pucks behind them instead of turning them over. And I think, I don't think we had a lot of chances in the second period, but we were start getting confidence. In the third period, we corrected a few things. We said we got nothing to lose, and guys came out and they gave everything. They scored a goal, and I think even step by step, shift by shift, the pressure was growing. Yeah, with that kind of game, when you 2-0 down, you gotta open up a little bit, and they had one or two chances on the break. But overall, we start getting the momentum, and we found the key to a couple of things what Guildford threw at us. And obviously, first trying to enter the zone as much as possible without turnovers, then trying to get the possession there, and trying then to be creating offensive chances. And as soon as we score a goal, 2-1, I think momentum was totally in our way. And it's just a rule, you know. It's a killer. It's a killer. The next shift is so important, and I think we just got caught up in offense. I know exactly what happened. Because we managed to get in the zone really good, and Robert joined the offense, but we just didn't cover him, and it was a break back, and you know they only need one or two chances to score. They already missed two empty nets in the previous two periods, and they scored a third, and yeah, we just couldn't find another goal.
So effectively, nerves played a big part tonight then, do you think?
Like I said, I don't know the English word, and like I said, we discussed that as a coach and staff. Is it nerves? Is it hesitation? Is it mentally, like I said, losing the cup so late in the season? It definitely plays a big part, because emotions were so high and then went so low. And obviously last night game as well. And I think all in all, something wasn't right. And we got it right in the second half of the game, but it was a little bit too late.
Obviously, only one goal in two games after scoring a hatful against Sheffield.
Yes, again, it's an interesting factor. I think, guys, it was not many fans or spectators from our side in Telford, but you look at the third period, I think we had five good goal-scoring chances and didn't go in. And like I said, it's overall what I've seen today in the first period. It was very interesting. It was something new for me, because you know you want to win this game, and usually when we have a bad game first game on Saturday, on Sunday we usually see response, but we didn't see response till halfway through the game against a very good side who we have to give a full credit. They've been away in Telford, they got 3-0 result, they've been here, they got 3-1 result, they played smart, they got the skill, and they just capitalized on the chances they created. And yeah, it's something we need to pay attention to.
So I guess you're going to need to win all the remaining three matches to stand any chance of making Coventry.
Scenarios could be different. There is no over in any case. Yeah, if you win the remaining three games, I think you stand a really good chance. But that's mean Sheffield away, it won't be easy. That's mean Telford at home, it won't be easy. And obviously it might come down to the last game of the playoffs, which I hope it will.
Do you think the players can bounce back from this, you know, psychologically as much as anything, to to pick up those points?
It's my job. It's my job to find the key, to find the key to what, again, like I said, it's something new for me as well. I just need to find the key and find the solutions, because it's easy. It's easy to say this happened, that happened. It's me finding the solutions to give the best chance for the guys to get the wins that qualify you for the playoffs.
Is it one of the most disappointing weekends of your coaching career, particularly at Phantoms?
No, definitely not. I mean, my disappointment cannot compare to last year final Guildford. That was a big disappointment. I think this year MK final, I was disappointed we didn't win, but the performance was there. So no, from the point of being disappointment, it is definitely last year 9-1 loss. It's the one that tops everything.